beginning of the visit with Faye's pairman, John Turner. This Monday afternoon, rather late, the 11th of September 72, the day before election. Channel 1 right, beginning of the visit with Faye's pairman, John Turner. This Monday afternoon, the 11th of September 72. Channel 1 right, beginning of the visit with Faye's pairman, John Turner. And Miss Turner's out in the car and she wouldn't come in. This Monday afternoon, the 11th of September, 72. Down one right, and beginning the visit with Faye's pairman, John Turner, from Citra. This Monday afternoon, 11th of September, 72.
How in the world did you? I'll get your money in just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
And have a little sip of orange.
Yes, ma'am.
How in the world did you miss it?
I do not know, but I went up to this color lady house, you know, up the road on that side under that oak tree.
Oh.
What's her name now? And she said, go back and go to the first road you see after you pass the corner down here and go up in that lane where you see that paper box. That's the way I found it. I went right by there Saturday.
You did?
I've been traveling that road all the time. I feel like lady what I was telling you about. Peas and okra, green peanuts and stuff like that all the time. I've been going through here a long time peddling.
Well, you ought to know Bessie Jackson then, right at the end of our lane.
I sure do. I know her good, but I couldn't think of that name right then.
What do you say you're selling her up yonder?
I say I've been selling her peas, okra, and green peanuts. You know peanuts with your blue boy? Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I had a few peanuts just now, and she seen them, and she bought all of them.
Yeah. Well, how'd it go?
Pretty good, how are you? I had a time trying to find him, man.
What in the world happened there?
I didn't know where to turn. I've been going by that road for years.
Why, you in this country here, you know this country.
I used to be all over here. I used to cut telephone lines and things, but I clearly done got by me now. Here's another place I used to go. Let's see if it's where I'd be now. On the other side of the highway.
Yeah?
And I'd go up in a place, it ain't a Macon open, it ain't a Flemington. It's back up in between there, Company Little U. What's the name of that place? Uh-huh. Oh, my.
What'd you call this old place here?
Ewelson?
This one right here, this house here.
I don't know.
Willie Welch?
Willie Welch?
Willie Welch lives here.
That's been a long time.
Yes.
It sure will. I know him.
Yes, they moved. He died in 25.
Yeah, I know him.
But his family lived on here.
Yes.
People around here think of it as old Willie Welch place.
Yeah, but I could. You know, it's been so long since I've been around up in here until I clearly didn't got me.
Yeah. You know, I think you've got something good putting that old grove in pear trees.
Now, I sure did. I sure put them in there. Kill all the orange trees and every pear tree I'd put, orange tree and grapefruit tree and tangerine tree, that cold just kill them. But it didn't kill them pear trees.
No. And you can work yourself to death on them old citrus.
It's okay, and then ain't gonna get nowhere. But,
And they're not gonna get anywhere.
No, sir.
Well, how'd you get that on? How'd you happen to think of that?
I was waking in the grove one day, and I said, I'm gonna cut you some of these switches and stick them out. That was in December.
Yeah.
I said, them boys were laughing at me. I hate to say what they say. The old man said, you cutting them switches over there, so you would be dead in the hill with them trees. So now, him about 2 years ago, one of them come to the house, said, I want to get some of them pills. I said, I'm dead in the hill. He said, them little switches I was cutting, he told me I just didn't even hear who they been. I was cutting no long and butt like that.
Is that right?
And that's where I got them pair to you.
Why, John?
That's the way I got them.
You stuck them in, went off and left them.
I was working in that grove they called up. Mr. McLeod bought the grove.
Yeah?
Oh, sure. Good as I know. It ain't them Robertson. It's...
I
can't think of the name of that grove. But anyway, right back in there from Mr. Didman's house.
Yes.
That old grove would sit right over that side of the road over there.
Yeah.
That's the old grove. It had pear trees in there.
Oh.
And I cut them switches over there and came home. They'd laugh at me. I'd be in their bed. Bear. And I got pills. They come there. Some I tell them, oh, I can't get none of them pills. You know what you told me.
Just from switches.
From switches.
How many? How much you got there?
Got 2 acres of it set out in pills.
That's a lot of
pills. Yeah, 2 acres of it set out in there. But I got about 15 head of hogs, and all them would get ruined or bruised when I'm getting them. Them hogs wake on them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But you don't let them run in the grove.
Mm-mm. No, sir. So long.
Well, you know, you're lucky to have some hogs.
Yeah. Ain't that meat going on all the way?
It's coming back up.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't it going on up out the way?
Yeah.
You can't eat it hardly.
No, you can't eat it.
I used to buy cereals for 39 a pound. I see they got 99 cents a pound on it.
The same thing.
Yes. I hear my wife, I can see where
they go. Well, let me tell you, if they go, I can talk to her and tell her. Tell her to come in and get a glass of water. She hadn't been in here. and I can find out a little bit more from John Turner. Let me tell you, when I come down here, I tried two or three things.
Yeah, okay.
And then I had all this, when I got this here place, it weighed more than I can handle, you know.
Yeah, I like that.
And it had a lot of behead graft, so I bought some cows, and it's the worst thing I ever did, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Them cows worked me to death, and I don't make nothing out of them.
I know what you're talking about, yes, sir.
No, sir.
I've done that with hogs. Oh, man, I'd give you the hogs. I'd raise them and fatten them and everything, then give them away.
Yes.
And I ain't never got no hair with it yet, but I got a few left there, huh? Fella come the other day, I got one there, weigh about 250. He told me it was about $35. I told him, man, you don't get out of my freezer. I said, you like her meat selling now, you don't get out of my freezer. I said, I'd rather kill him, put him in the freezer.
Yeah.
Let my children in need.
Yeah. I got off on sweet potatoes.
Sure.
And I would have still been in that, but I had two bad seasons.
Yeah, that's right. I remember them sweet potato season. I had two of them.
But you know, people around here used to put up sweet potatoes and sell them all through the season.
Oh, until the next time and right on. Yes, sir.
And the longer they kept them, the better they were.
They sure, the sweeter and the drier out they got.
Yeah. How'd you come out with that bad tooth?
I had that and taken out. Now I got another. It ain't wearing me, but, you know, it's loose. I can feel it. I'm getting in trouble with it.
Yeah.
I got that one out.
That was on a Saturday.
Sure was. About that one, my daughter would give me the money to get that and pull. She went today and had one drawn.
Uh-huh.
And she was hollering when I leave the house. It's great. Goodness of life. So that man must have broke my jaw.
Well, how long do you have to wait to get it done?
The next week.
Yeah.
That next week.
It went down.
Oh, did it? He wouldn't take it out as long as it was full.
Oh, wouldn't he?
No, sir. So it had an abscess on it.
Oh.
Anytime them things be on the root of them, he won't pull them till that go down. He give me a shot, and then read it till it went down, and then pull it. Give you about 2 or 3 days after that, and then he pull it.
Yeah. Well, I asked one of my neighbors here that's a nurse.
Sure.
And she said the reason that could have hit you right then when it did, you went in that place where it was refrigerated.
Cold, that's right.
And whenever you get a change of temperature.
That's right. You got right, too.
You'll start things going.
That's right. That's about what it was.
Yes, sir. What neighborhood do you live in out there?
You know where the Silver Spring Fruit Company packing house?
About, yes.
You go down to where you turn on the old 301.
Yes.
Right where you turn back to get on old 301, you turn right on around and come right back like you're coming back to McLeod's packing house, Silver Spring Fruit Company. You come one block up, then you turn off here, right. Come right up in my door.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Right side of the folder here. Yes, sir. Live by one town block. After you put in with that turn,
yeah,
you just turn around and come right on back by one town block.
Yeah.
And turn right in that gate off to your right. Right there, sir.
Yeah. Well, now, how far would that be from McIntosh?
From McIntosh, you got to go to Orange Lake. Then the 7 miles across the Citrus. Six, is 6-1 rain, 7-1 rain. What, how they done that? So I'm coming over here, it's 6 miles. Then I'm going back, it's 7 miles.
Yeah.
On the sign, that's the way the sign says.
That's the way the sign says.
Yeah. When you're coming over, it says 6 miles. When you're leaving Citrus, got a sign that says 6 miles on Orange Lake.
Yeah.
Then when you're coming back, going back to Citrus, it says 7 miles to Citrus. I don't see how they done that.
Do you know a fella over that Citrus that, works for these vegetable
places. Will
Franklin? Let me see. I can try. Citra. Wimberley.
I've been knowing Mr. Wimberley for years.
Well, tell me about him. I run into him down there at the...
Will Wimberley.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I've been knowing him.
But he talks like he's worked all over this country.
He has. That man knows what to do with planting a garden and different stuff, too. Let me tell you something. He sure do. He brought that okra growing to this country. Nobody around here wouldn't plant okra around Citra nowhere.
Yeah.
And he brought that in, and they found out he was making money off of that okra, man. Everybody went to plant that big acres.
Yeah.
Thought it worked on him. They need to knock him clean up.
Come on in if you're going to pay him.
Yeah, I said, like to knock him clean out. My children get out of school every evening and they go to work.
Yeah.
Pick peanuts.
Yeah.
Every evening they get out of school, they go to pick peanuts.
Yeah.
Or peas. Peas or peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, they don't get out till about 4. Then they get home about 4:30. About 4:30.
Ain't that awful?
Yeah. And then I get there and get ready and carry them to the field. They pick about 1 crate or 2 crates of peas. Sometimes they pick 2. Sometimes they don't get but one or two of them get one together and the other two get one together.
Yeah.
Like that.
I talked to this fellow. I never seen him before. Will
Wimberley. Will Wimberley.
And I bought some, he was down there at Red Oaks.
Yeah.
That vegetable place. You know where
he raked a D.A. Lewis.
Yeah.
You know D.A. Lewis? Down there the lower. As he was.
Oh, does he work for him?
Work there at Mr. Dear Lewis Packing Shed. Right there with that light blinking before you go over that hill. Where you can see Forest Hills.
Yeah.
Right around there. Turn off. Before you get to that blinking light, you turn off to your right.
Yeah.
And there's Dear Lewis. That's where he works. Pack tomato plants and tomatoes and cabbage plants and all of that right there. He works there all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, now, he is down at Red Oaks when I seen him.
Yeah, he be down there, too. Yes.
Now that's not Lewis.
No, sir.
That's one of the Johnson boys.
I forget the other fellow who used to be there now. What is his name?
One of the Johnson boys. I don't know them.
Yeah. He ain't talking about the Redmond, John.
But now I stopped there. They was packing squash. And they had right smart curls, and I bought some.
Yeah.
And hell, the curl's just as good as any, ain't they?
It sure is, man. Oh, yeah.
And he just sitting there waiting for them to come and pick up the crates.
Yeah.
And he talking there, and I'll be confound. He just knew this whole country.
Yes, he know all through him. He sure do. He still with the city, but he know all through him.
Well, I tell you what I run into.
Yes.
People will know some little section, like over there at Citra.
That's right.
Over here at Meganopin, like.
That's right.
But they don't know them all.
That's right.
Now, you take me. I played out right along there where I saw you, down there at...
McIntyre.
The meat place. That by the far south down to go, you see.
Yeah, I see. Yes, sir.
And then over there towards Citra, over where you are, I don't know hardly anybody.
You're hardly clear.
So you see, did you know that fella... Well, now, does he garden much a little bit?
He sure do, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He rent the land from, that's another man. I can't think of his name. No, this guy used to be an insurance man.
Yeah.
Had a little old car lot down there by Orange Lassie Pass, Orange Lake, one time on the left there.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
No, I can't think of his name. He used to come to my house collect money.
Yeah.
He got in some trouble. He shot a fella. Ogden bought a car and he had bullets on him. He wouldn't pay for it or something. He shot this fella. Got a gun and shot at him or shot him or something. He put him in trouble. I don't know how he come out.
Yeah.
Oh, good as I know that man. Man,
well, now, there's not too much work over there now, is it?
It ain't, not right now. You know what I mean?
Well, what is he doing between?
He planting gardens now and getting ready to plant four gardens. Man, he raised cabbage there, the heads be, oh, great, the heads be. Then it's, when he go back to the packing shed to work, he tell me to go out there and I'll get them and sell them for him if I want them.
Oh, really?
He really do. Yeah, sure.
Well, why don't you do that?
I done it last year, and the people act like they didn't want to bomb, so I told him I couldn't sell them. Every time I'd go, I'd tear out so many, and I'd bring back half of them or bid and half of them.
Now, that's the way it goes, you see.
So?
They go to these stores and they see things and they're two prices.
Yeah, sir.
But if you take them around there.
Yeah, sir.
They're not so interested.
So I carried a load, he carried a load of the Robinson fruit shed, the little Robinson fruit shed, the blind man going to go kill him. And although he didn't sold every one of them to that man and made good money off him. He sure did.
Yeah.
He started back to camp after I told him I couldn't do nothing with him.
Yeah.
But I could sell all the mustard greens he could raise.
Whoa.
Yeah, mustard. Couldn't sell many turnips, but I could sell all the mustard greens he could raise.
you could leave a half a dozen or a dozen bundles of that everywhere you went.
That's right. I'll sell it. He'd buy it. I didn't even have to leave it.
Uh-huh.
He'd buy it. Same as, it seemed as high as 4,500 a bunch.
Yeah.
Well, each bunch, not a dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
There's another fellow over there, was over there. He had a store. He moved away from there. He come over here with River Styx.
My Mr. Gagger?
Yeah.
He leave here. Went on back up home.
Yeah.
He's going back home.
Well, he's over in your country there for a long time.
Oh, man, he stayed at Fort McCoy for years at that Tim time still. Then he come on over to Citra. And he stayed there for years.
How far is Fort McCoy?
About 9 miles.
Just in the same neighborhood.
About 9 miles.
Yeah.
And he spoke to that commissary for years.
Yeah.
He's the commissary man for that Tim Time still.
Oh, was he?
He run that for years and years. And then he moved back over here to Citra and opened up that big, bought that big store and run it.
Yeah.
He made some money.
How long was he there?
The Citra?
Yeah.
He stayed there about around close to 30 years. He stayed there close to 30 years, you hear me?
Yeah.
I know you see they close to 30. Because I hadn't married when he come there. And I've been married 33 years.
Good Lord.
I sure have.
You hate to see him leave the country like that.
Sure, you? Right. Yeah, sure.
Well, now, he must have been a pretty accommodating fella.
He was. You know, I went there to his store one day. I didn't have no hair to get around and nothing. I went in his store, you know, he... Let people have it, something, they wouldn't pay me. So I went there one day, he said, the people won't pay me. I said, Mr. Gag, I got to have $300. He didn't even holler change, where the hell it come. And then I paid him, he said, you paid me back for it, quicker than anybody I ever let it had anything. Anything else you want, you come get it. But I never did bother him about nothing else. I went to Jacksonville and bought an old car. Paid him out so quick that he just wondered how I'd done it.
How'd you do it?
Prune orange grove. Man, give me a contract pruning an orange grove so much a tree.
Oh.
And when I got through with that, then they paid me so much to pile the limbs and burn them. Pile them out on the edge of the grove and burn them. That's it. I need the money.
Well, now, do you ever do any budding and things like that?
I ain't never bud. I worked with Jake Jackson one time budding some trees over here for Christian.
Yeah.
And that's the only budding I ever done. I bud.
Who is that old fella over there around Scripture who has done some?
Tom Murray.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my mother cousin, Tom Murray.
Well, let me tell you, if I come over there sometime, would you show me where Tom lives?
Yeah, I sure will.
Because I seen him one time down here at this old automobile junk place.
That's right. Yes, he goes there to get pieces to fix his old trucks and that.
And I kept thinking I'd go over and see him again.
He walked by on the street and do that thing and stick a piece in there and you go back and got on him. That man's rough on that button.
Yeah.
That ain't no joke.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm trying to get Faye. Faye, she got the money in here.
Yes, I like it.
Faye? Oh,
Faye.
Are you going to pay it? Well, bring Miss Turner with you. Yeah.
Keep worrying about them children now.
Yeah.
You know, I
really
focus here. You get to worry about them children. Them children getting along all right.
Yeah.
You heard about that bad Rick said the other evening?
Go close to you?
Yeah. Over there, the sister with that semi run over there, top of that car.
Oh, no.
Man, it killed three of them right there. Killed three. And Leah on 2-4. Leah 4 of them hurt up bad in critical condition.
And that awful.
Sure did.
You know, I'm afraid.
And that was her sister's boy. Her sister's daughter boy. And her other sister's daughter's boy was in that car that got killed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And the bed my brother left Sunday before last. James Turner Jr. Sunday before last. He was 71.
You mean he wasn't in there?
No, sir. He just died. He got sick and went to the hospital and died. And but them others, they just riding in that old car and running right across that road in front of that semi, and that semi just had to go across it. That's just as flat as a table. They had to cut and get them records and then hook them chains and hanging, pull it up and cut it to get them out of there.
You know,
I ain't never see a semi like that. Tuck the wheels one under. Laid them out there like somebody took the wheels and laid them off the side to pile up jump. Had on that, them big color jaw there, them jaw, you know, the jaw kind of that plastic.
Yeah.
And all that was cotton, the orange juice. Them orange juice. Then them kind of plastic jewels. Scatter labels hit you there. Oh, my. So much of blood, man. Them roadmen got so bloody, the clothes and things, and they're just wiping their hand and trying to get them out. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I told him, I said, y'all have something to go
he
to.
You
got to
go home and take it and get his children.
Yeah, I
want to
carry them to wake up while this evening.
Well,
right
your
in.
Wife was saying that she was right upset about that wreck.
Yeah,
but
she is.
Said she promised to come in to see us next time.
You better give her an extra for the gas. He comes.
No, you worry about that. No.
Give it up.
Lord, I tell you.
Let me tell you, them, you know, I just dread to get out on them four.
I'm scared of them now.
They just go too fast out there for me. And I'm slow, you see.
Yeah.
I'm slow traffic.
But if they're on the four lane, they can go ahead about their business.
Yeah.
But if they're on a single lane, they got to catch it in. Worse them.
Yeah, it'd be worse on that.
Yeah. But them boys were coming across the road. That's where they run up there. Some of them say they don't believe they had no brakes. They went on out crossing. And the big semi coming.
Yeah.
And just as it got crossed, they cut it right in the middle and went right up over it and just mashed it up and knock all the wheels under the semi. And you want to go pieces of the semi that lane, piece that lane, the boxes of orange drink that and caught under that all over the highway.
Now you see, he knows old Tom Murray over there.
Yeah, that's my mama's cousin. That's my mother's cousin. Mm-hmm. That thing.
You heard him talk a little bit about budding and all, didn't you? Or did you? I just told you about it.
You just told me.
You can bud some orange trees. I can tell you how to get to his house. You might not know would know from him though. You know where I told you to turn on that old 301.
Yeah.
You turn on the old 301. You go south. You go about two 2 miles. You go up the big hill before you get to that tower with side of the road. You'll see a tower up there. You can see that a long way.
Yeah.
Man, it looked like, well, I call it a, what they call that for them radio, them TVs? You know what I'm kind of told.
Yeah.
But anyway, one of them there. It's like the one up behind Orange Lake. One of the Orange Lake, too.
Oh,
with
yeah.
that fire up, with that light be up on.
Yeah.
And there's one up that way. Before you get there, you look over on your right. That's where he stays.
Yeah.
That's where he stays right there. You see old truck in his yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. His daughter drives a school bus and his son-in-law drives a school bus.
And he drives his own truck.
That's right.
Well, we sure appreciate you bringing
me. Yes, ma'am. And this girl, this lady here, she in a hurry to go and see about them children. And she's worried, too.
She said she was so worried, she didn't know what she's doing.
Yes, and that was her sister's daughter's boy was got killed.
Yeah.
Still was.
All right,
ma'am. I'll see y'all out there. Yes, ma'am.
John went right around 370, 75, and the end of the visit was John Turner, Fay's pair man, this Monday afternoon, the 11th of September, 72. Channel 1 right around 370, 75. The end of the visit was Fay's pair man, John Turner, this Monday, the 11th of September, 72.